Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, LKN. 7:06. Happy Thursday. Little Friday.
Little Friday.
We made it.
We did it. Oh. Yay.
How about that weather yesterday?
Oh, so nice. Nicer today.
You got outside yesterday a little bit?
Yes, yes. I got home from work and Katie wanted to do some hanging out. And so we went over to Birkdale.
Ooh.
Yeah, did some, had dinner over there and walked around a little bit.
Did you ate dinner at Birkdale?
Yeah, we ate at Cava.
Oh, you went to Cava.
Yeah, that's good.
What'd you get? The lamb meatballs?
I went with a pita. I've never had a pita there. I usually do a bowl.
Okay.
Went with the pita. It was good.
So
really good. Yeah.
Was it busy?
Yes. Very busy yesterday. Lots of people out.
How was the parking? Where'd you park?
Oh, gosh. It was terrible.
I know. I'm putting you right on the spot.
It was terrible. And I had Katie drive because her car is
That's exciting.
Like one third the size of mine. And I was like, it'll be easier to park your car. Well, she found a parallel spot.
Ooh.
And she goes, I said, there's one. Now she's 18. She's had her license for 2 years.
Okay.
I thought that she maybe had parallel parked before.
She's got her badge?
Yeah, no, that was her first time.
First time?
So she sees it and she goes, okay, now how do I parallel park?
Did you teach her? Did you walk through it?
Yes.
How many times did it take the
25,
back? Really?
Maybe.
But
25.
She got it?
She got close enough that we were okay. But
right.
I lost a year of my life for sure.
But she got the spot.
Yes.
Because that's what it's about. It's it's get the spot or die.
Yes,
that's
she got
your
the spot.
Options.
Now, it was like on one of the little alleyways, so there wasn't as much traffic coming through. So
at all.
No, but it was it was interesting.
I bet it was busy for a Wednesday because it's so
it
nice
was
out
very
yesterday.
Busy. Like that green space was just packed with people and kids, and they were running amok.
where are your parents at? Are your leashes, children?
The fountains were on. So
oh, they had
playing.
The fountains.
Yes,
on?
And
there's
lights in them now. I don't remember that.
And you know, you got to get fancy with it.
It's very fancy over there now.
Were the kids allowed to splash around?
Yeah,
is that
yeah
thing?
The kids in their swimsuits over there going nuts.
Swim skibbies going nuts.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Parents just unleashing their Tasmanian devils throughout.
Yes, it made me glad that I was sitting there with an adult child.
18, don't have to. Look, I used to do this with you, Katie, but now no more.
I know. She looked at that fountain. She goes, I really used to get in that. And I was like, yeah. All the time.
You really did.
In your clothes.
You get all that, you know, all that fungus that stays around right there? Those used to be on your toes, too.
Yeah, fully clothed. Riding home with wet clothes. Yeah, that's a good time. Though.
I'm not surprised Birkdale's busy. We've got Maureen Smith from Birkdale coming in, 8:15. Luck of the Village this weekend. Another St. Paddy's Day celebration.
There's so much going on this weekend.
There's a lot of different events happening all the way from Statesville, South, all over the lake. A lot to do. We hope everyone has a safe weekend. But now's the day probably people are doing a lot of planning for it.
Mm-hmm.
While that St. Paddy's Day is on a weekend this year, because it's one of those get rowdy type holidays. So if you're not looking to get rowdy, just keep your distance, I think, from a lot of places.
Yeah, maybe just stay home this weekend.
Something.
Saturday and Sunday, because Saturday's going
to
be just
or go to a
wilder.
Park. Yeah, go to a park.
Well, I don't know if you'll be safe at a park either.
People get wild at a park on St. Paddy's Day?
I mean, people are going to skip. It's just an
just
excuse
everywhere.
To get wild. That and Cinco de Mayo are just excuses
the two?
To get wild.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's
I don't
fair.
Know if there's another one that's this bigger than that.
We've got
today's Pi Day.
Today
is 3.14?
Yeah, it's 3.14.
Dang, you used to have
another reason
pie.
To go crazy.
Let's
another reason
get it.
To eat pie.
Favorite pie flavor?
Oh, I don't know. Almost put me on the spot.
That's what I'm doing today.
Pumpkin?
Ah, really?
I like
that's yours?
Pie.
That's your favorite pumpkin?
Yeah, I like pumpkin.
Do you like a spiced pumpkin? Like, you know, because there's different levels of the pumpkin. There's like the one end, and then there's like the hello, I'm from France pumpkin.
I don't think I've had that one.
Yeah, I haven't had the I'm from France pumpkin.
Hey, I'm from Shelby pumpkin.
Hey now.
It's from a can.
That's it.
That's kind of like too.
It's from the Walmart bakery.
Buttermilk Sky in the pie.
Yeah. So we walked by there yesterday. I was like, they closed early. So
yeah.
Now that was maybe.
I wonder if St. Paddy's Day is a big holiday for me. You know, Thanksgiving, it's gangbusters over there.
Yeah.
St. Paddy's Day, maybe we should turn St. Paddy's Day into a
pie
holiday.
Day. I think Pi Day is a pretty big
pie
day
in general.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot of opportunity at the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because math.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think they're doing. I think their pies are $3.14 today. The minis.
Genius.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah.
You know what they say about math?
What's that?
It's the only subject in school that counts.
Ha ha.
People think that's funny.
That's a good
one. Do you think Mia laughed at that one?
No.
No.
We've got now. I thought it was Mia Rose, but it's not Mia Rose. It's Mia Rose Photography.
Correct.
But what's her last? How do you say her last name?
Don't ask me because I'm gonna mess it
up. I'm gonna take a guess at it because she's gonna come in here and she's gonna berate me. But I'm gonna say it. Let me take a guess. Mia Guadagna.
Okay.
I just gave it a try.
Yeah.
She.
I can't wait for her to come in and correct you.
Slap me.
Yeah.
Justin. Mia Rose Photography, downtown Corntown. We did some headshots there.
We did. We did our family pictures there.
We did have our family photos.
I like them.
I like them too.
They turned out great.
They turned out really good. Mia can shoot some shots.
She's great. Yeah, she's great.
Strong. Cool location. Right next to Peach Cobbler Factory.
That's right. Because everything comes back to Peach Cobbler
Double stop right
I'm telling
there.
You. I mean, there's all, and then we had Bell's Box Creative on. And they
all of downtown Corntown.
Right there, yeah.
And across the street from Kane Center.
That's right.
They're putting themselves quite the afternoon together.
Yeah.
Out there in downtown Corntown.
Imagine once Mills Market's up, even more hustle and bustle, more small businesses to celebrate.
You talk about me not leaving 28. I'm not even leaving.
You don't even have to leave Catawba. You don't have to leave Catawba. Yeah, you came to the West Side today. Yeah. Thanks for gracing us with your presence. My goodness.
It's like they know. It's like they know I don't want to leave.
Well, if they make it to where you don't have to, you got a grocery store, you got nightlife options, you got theater and entertainment and arts. I don't know. What else do you need? You got a gas station? You can walk almost.
That's
you don't
right.
have to pump gas ever again in your life. That would be the trifecta. If you didn't have to pump gas ever again in your life,
yeah.
Probably would get there at that point.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
We're going to have Ben McKeith, general manager of Greystone Lodge, located in Boone, North Carolina. He'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Along with Maureen Smith of Birkdale Village. If you're traveling to the high country, or looking for something to do when this weather's nice, why not go to Boone, the beautiful mountains of Boone, North Carolina, really in Blowing Rock, Banner Elk, all of the high country area. Ben McKeith, general manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, greystonelodge.com. One of the, in my opinion, best lodging spots there is in the high country. So that's the guest list on the day. Plenty of shenanigans. What's this, Dale Jr. hates mayo? Does he hate it, really?
Okay. This has been all over my timeline.
Doesn't he drive the Hellman's car?
That's why he hates mayonnaise, because Hellman's is the argument.
Oh, because it's not Duke's.
Yes. So he's going to be in Toast, North Carolina.
That's a city? Here?
That's a place.
Okay, no idea.
It's near Mount Airy.
A little bit more believable now, but I'll take that up with Ben Daniels.
And there were these billboards that went up earlier this week that just said like a mayo-free zone, no mayo zone, no explanation on what it is. People have been losing their minds over it. My friend runs a page on Facebook called The State You're In. It's all about North Carolina. Okay. And he deep dove into this.
He did some investigative journalism.
It was all he could do to think about. He was asking me what was going on. I texted Ben, like, do you know what this is about? Because you live up that way.
Oh my gosh. Like, we called the billboard
this
company.
The most investigative reporting I've ever done in my whole life, trying to figure out what's going on with this. So,
any luck?
He cracked the code.
Oh gosh.
Dale Jr. drives for Hellman's.
Sure.
But he's North Carolina native. Okay. And so my friend, the State You're In, did a poll which mayonnaise over 97% Duke's.
I think I remember that clearly.
So Duke's country.
Yeah.
It's Duke's country. So people are like, yeah, Dale Jr. hates North Carolina now because he's going to do a Hellman's commercial at the Food Line in Toast this week.
He's got some PR he's got to navigate.
He's going
to
make a grilled cheese sandwich, put mayonnaise on it.
Is there a way to bring peace between the two sides or no? Is it not?
No. And there's people talking about going to protest.
I actually might attend that protest. That would be what I would be interested in going to see.
Yeah. But
the ingredients are the same, right?
I don't know. I just think Duke's.
The flavors.
I don't even like mayonnaise, and I know Duke's is the way to go.
Secret ingredient, cinnamon.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:18. Happy little Friday to you. I wonder what the streets are doing right now because, you know, as we get closer to Friday.
They're getting wild.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane, which is a good thing on days where there's like an accident or something. Mm-hmm. Jeff is the one you'd be riding with. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 south out of Statesville, where yesterday, well, for the last 2 days, has been blocked with the left-hand lane. That is cleared up now. They've finished their work, so there's no congestion through there. Going 77 north to Charlotte, and north to from Charlotte to Statesville, and southbound down to Charlotte. Traffic is getting more congested, but things are flowing at this time. Although as the morning progresses, there'll be some slowdowns in the Huntersville area and when you get to downtown Charlotte. Secondary roads, there's no problems to report at this time in Statesville or Mooresville. So glad it's Thursday. Can't wait for Friday.
Absolutely. Amen, brother. One of the warmest weeks of the year so far. It's early, but hey, just like the Panthers, it's early. The weather, percentage of cars breaking for the lake, your best guess, over or under 50%?
With nice weather, it'll probably be over.
Okay. Jeff's taking the over. All right, Jeff, RideEyeCats.com. Today's Thursday. You guys are going to Winston-Salem today. Only $1 to get picked up from your front door and $1 back. We appreciate you, Jeff.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. RideEyeCats.com, alternative transportation. There you go. People breaking for like over 50%.
Definitely.
Official,
over 50%
official
today?
Tally.
Yeah, because people are going to be out on the water today.
Shouldn't we just look and not break?
Yes.
Like just trust.
That's my whole
just
platform.
Take your eyes off the road and just keep going the way you're
That's
going.
That's the whole reason I started my Instagram page, just to get people to stop.
That was the origin story?
That's the origin.
Stop stopping.
No!
Stop stopping. To educate these people.
It's like you and Wolverine are the same.
That's right.
Basically, same origin story. Gosh.
For sure.
It's pretty wild.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
All right. Today's word of the day on this wonderful pie day. Like Justin said, great weather today. Get out there and get yourself a pie. Today's word of the day brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th.
Get you some pie.
Buy you some Merlefest tickets.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Chatham Rabbits, Adeem the artist, both are going to be at Merlefest. Both of them.
I love it. Rabbits.
Chatham Rabbits.
The Chatham Rabbits. Those guys play.
Don't even get me started on New Dangerfield.
Hey now. All right. Today's word of the day is punctilious. Punctilious. Sorry. This is a new one for me. Punctilious.
I thought you did a double take on that word. Right
I did.
There,
I had to look at the pronunciation. Punctilious.
That till threw you off right in the middle.
It did.
Right there.
That is where I got a little hung up.
I saw your eyes.
Punctilious.
It's an adjective.
It is an adjective.
Do you want to be punctilious?
Yes and no. Too much of anything. Never good.
Oof.
Punctilious. For those following along. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, I think that's the name of the groundhog, right?
Punxsutawney.
That's Punxsutawney.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah.
Punctilious. Punctilious. Punctilious.
I'm trying to think of a better way to say the word, but
there is no other way to say it.
We'll go with the one that Webster says.
Yeah. All right.
Debatable.
Punctilious Bobby, hall monitor extraordinaire, insisted that his peers follow the rules.
Punk.
Nah, I'm not going to give you punk.
Crusty.
No, not crusty.
I know, that's just
I know, I know, I know.
That's my canned answer.
I know, I know.
You got to have one in the can, you know?
Can you do another sentence, please?
I absolutely can. How about this one, a little more personal? Mamie and Justin are punctilious hosts of the radio show Good Morning LKN, attending to every detail to ensure flawless and enjoyable broadcast. I don't know.
Professional. Professional.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the definition?
I think it just means like rule follower or something like that.
That's exactly what it means. Eager to follow rules or convention. So eager to do so would make one punctilious.
Awesome.
That's great.
Which is what made me chuckle halfway through that sentence.
Yeah. That second sentence. That's fake news right there.
No, it's true. We follow. We're very we follow much rule all followers. The rules.
We have no, there's no rules
we
to follow.
We eat properly. We,
like, we, what rules do we have here?
There's a few rules.
Dukes over Hellman's.
Yeah.
Dukes over all, really. Don't even say Hellman's. Dukes over everything.
There's a third brand, isn't there? Isn't there a third brand of mayo? I mean, I guess off-brand.
Yeah.
Great value.
Yeah, Berman's.
Is that the...
That's the Aldi.
That's the Aldi version? Mm-hmm. Hey, should we do a... You know they did the Pepsi, Coke blindfold test?
Right.
Should we do the blindfold mayo test?
Yeah, you got it, man.
Yeah.
You going to take a scoop by the spoon?
We'll blindfold you and you'll take scoops by the spoon.
Oh, God. Terrible.
I
couldn't even sit here.
You know the little thing in the back of your throat that kind of flicks?
I couldn't even watch it. It would make me so sick. I hate mayonnaise that much. I couldn't watch.
Oh, you hate mayo?
I hate it.
I thought it was like the topping of choice in Shelby.
Oh, it probably is. Yeah. I mean,
but you're not.
I don't
a fan.
Like no mayo, no ranch, no sweet tea.
How
the no sweet
did
tea.
They keep your Shelby card when you left?
I think that's why I had to leave.
They kicked you out at that point. My gosh.
What's wrong with
three
you,
of
girl?
The same staples.
I do like barbecue though, so.
Okay. Did we talk about like the best barbecue spot in Shelby yet? I know we talked about Gaston County's.
Yeah, so it's Red versus Austin Bridges is what the battle is in Shelby.
Are those like long standing multi-generation family establishments?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Red Bridges is called Red because it has a red roof.
Okay.
And then Austin is over by the hospital, but everybody just calls it Hospital Bridges because it's by the hospital. And
I like the way they do things in Shelby.
Do they put mayo on barbecue?
No, gosh, no.
I know somebody who mixes mayo and ketchup and then dips their french fries in it.
Lots of people do that. It's disgusting.
And I think some people put like salt and vinegar. Is it salt and vinegar or like at Five Guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah, salt and vinegar is actually good on fries.
Yeah, my dad loves the vinegar fries.
Yeah, that's a good thing, actually.
That's a delicacy at the Cleveland County Fair. The vinegar fries. People wait in line for an hour to get
vinegar fries versus funnel cake. What's more popular? Oh,
I mean, at the fair, the vinegar fries are more popular.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't like them.
Usually the funnel cake, you know, that's probably like a 20-year veteran right there.
Yeah, I mean, people get that too. But yeah, people go nuts for the vinegar fries. Hmm. That's a trip we should take. Cleveland County Fair. You'll see how I grew up.
I feel like I've been to the Shelby Fair before.
That's the same thing.
Oh, that's the Cleveland County Fair?
Yeah.
I think I've been there once as a young child.
It may not be anymore, but it was the biggest agricultural fair in the state of North Carolina.
I'm pretty sure I went there with one of our listeners who grew up with him before he became a listener, but Evan Ross. I'm pretty sure I went there with Evan Ross.
Shout out Evan Ross.
Yeah, yeah. One of the Greensboro family members. Yeah, Shelby, I'd gladly go back with you, Shelby. I can't do like the roller coaster stuff anymore. As an adult, I'm just too mature for that.
You know better.
Yeah, because I've seen enough.
Pop-up roller coaster is not what I'm signing
I just
up
saw
for
it driving down the interstate. Now I'm going to get on it.
On my timeline, I've seen enough times where those things get stuck. And so statistically, on my timeline, about 9 out of 10 times there's a roller coaster, someone got stuck on it.
Yeah.
And that's enough percentage for me to not touch them anymore.
Yeah. I the last time I went, took Rob with me when Rob and I were dating. So Rob and Katie and I went so he could see how I grew up too. And
who chose the, did you choose the date? This was your date? Okay. All right.
Well, Katie really wanted to go.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, we'll just all go to the fair together.
And that's fine. Yeah.
So they have Rob and I are dating, right? So he's still trying to win over
courting.
Katie, right?
Courting.
And
oh, yeah.
I get her to like him.
Yeah. He's going to win her the biggest teddy bear they got.
Well, he goes to the fish. Have you ever seen the fish game? You throw the ping pong ball and it lands in a fish bowl.
You get
bowl.
The goldfish that are all dead?
Yeah, you get the goldfish, you know, if it lands in the bowl. So he gives her, you know, money to play the game. And she throws the ping pong ball. First time, gets it in.
Buckets.
I was like, you want a fish? She still has more balls left, so she just keeps throwing it.
More fish.
I go, you want another fish? After the fourth fish, I was like, Rob, stop. Like, I know you're trying to win her over, but I'm about to break up with you because now we have to bring
four
home
four goldfish. How long did they live? Be honest.
Oh, weeks.
And that's how Cornelius Lake got all those goldfish.
Got stocked. Yeah. The 2022 season was pretty impressive.
It was a big one.
In the fishing competition world. That's it.
They're huge now.
Yeah,
I have a buddy who we went to the Iredell County Agricultural Fair this past year, and he won some fish as well. He won two. Mm-hmm. His little daughter wanted. It's kind of similar to that, right? She wanted one. So he wins two. One of them didn't even make it out of the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Like literally was upside down. And then it's the awkward conversation because like our kids were there too. And Demi and I and their kids. And it was, hey, why is that one upside down?
Oh, no. Now we have to talk about loss.
So that's where this is where Demi and I get really different. Because like me, I'll just lean into it.
Right.
Get down on the one knee. Son, let me talk to you for a second. Let me tell you something. Everybody gonna die one day, son. Like I start going like that.
So dark at the fair too.
He's five. You know what I mean? He's five. It's time to man up. It's time. You know, in certain countries, they're already on the battlefield fighting wars. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right. 5 years time to old. Learn what real life is like, kid.
Demi's like, okay, step aside. He's just taking a nap. He's taking a nap. Nah, son. He went to see Jesus. He went. Do fish go see Jesus? We don't know that answer. We're gonna find out one day. So
I think the thing I was the most upset about not carrying home four fish, but that when we got home, I had to buy all the things to house the fish now.
The $1 fish now becomes a $50 project
right.
in the house.
We had to get a big tank. We have four fish.
You go to PetSmart, get the brand new Cadillac.
Yes, yes.
With the ultra filter pump that doesn't help nothing.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
It's still going to smell like mold in the house.
I know. I don't like animals, remember?
Even goldfish?
Fish included.
Gosh, even goldfish.
Not in my house.
I don't know how Layla made the exception, but as the dog, and she's the only one. My goodness. Mia is up next. Mia Rose Photography, downtown Corntown. It's about to get wild.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning. Okay, it's 7:33. Happy little Friday to you. Okay, so recently we went to have some photos taken.
That's right.
We haven't released them yet.
No.
They look great because I've seen them.
They look amazing, yeah.
They look great. And the person who took those photos is joining us right now. Mia, how you doing? Mia.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Mia of Mia Rose Photography. But Rose is not your last name?
No, Rose is my middle name.
Rose is your middle name. Okay. Good. Wait.
You did a really good job. I'm going to give you credit for it.
Oh.
Guadagna.
Close.
Guadagna?
Some would say that. So we say it like lasagna, Guadagna.
Guadagna. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
You have to have that gua.
Is it Italian?
Yeah.
Oh.
My grandparents were 100%.
100?
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Second generation American. Third generation.
Did they come here from Italy or they were?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I can't ask.
All right. Well,
I don't remember.
You're a photographer, Mia Rose Photography, downtown Cornelius. You do headshots, weddings. Tell us about the services that you offer first.
I do headshots. I specialize in family and children. I don't do weddings. I don't find them very fun. Mm. You know, my focus is family portraits. I find that to be a lot more fun. And I don't really shoot. I mean, I'll shoot other stuff, but like I try to stick to what makes me happy.
And you're located just in downtown Cornelius, ground floor retail, right across from the Kane Center. And it's a cool studio. Did you help build the studio? Like, or had the ideas for like the backdrops and all that kind of stuff that you got, all the variety and options
you
have in there?
So it was an empty space beforehand. Another photographer was in it before me. So I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do. But yeah, Prime Real Estate, been there for 3 years now. And, I think it's just one of the best places to be in Cornelius is the downtown.
What's been like the craziest shoot you've been asked to do? Is it like, you know, like naked couples or something like that? Like something weird? Like
a couple years ago, I had this guy who wanted to do a calendar for his wife.
Solid.
She never got to do maternity pictures. So he thought it would be fun if he did maternity pictures, like themed for every month. So we were at Jatan doing some pretty interesting stuff. He was
shirts off.
He was in a maternity dress. It was fun.
It was, I'm sure that was fun, but yeah, that's
it was unique.
It was
definitely unique.
For sure.
Do you find that the variety and because the portrait game, like you said, is different than the wedding game,
yeah.
Right? So like you kind of get asked to, hey, we have this style we want to accomplish, and then you've got to like fill the gaps.
Is that sometimes
the process?
I usually like, I feel like now I've built myself to a point where I can say no to certain things and that I just don't attract other things. That's why I don't get crazy requests anymore. I feel like some people test the boundaries.
Sure. I did that. Mia yelled at me a few times.
Yeah. For anybody who's not watching on social, the face.
No, you did great.
Thanks.
I could tell you were a little nervous.
Yeah. I get nervous too. We all get nervous.
You were laughing through it.
I laugh a lot. I try to. You a Dukes or a Hellman's gal?
I knew you were going to ask me this.
Did you? Oh, I didn't even know I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. So I'm Hellman's.
Ooh. Well, you're on Team Dale. I'm Dale Jr.
I'm from New York.
I was going to say, you didn't grow up here, so I'll give you a pass.
I don't dislike mayonnaise, but you're definitely not going to catch me like, oh, I need some mayonnaise.
Yeah. I need to throw you, if you don't double down on that mayo right now.
Like the thought of y'all eating scoops of it really made me sick.
It made me sick. Yeah. It made me feel sick.
You don't want to join in on that taste test?
No, I would like lick it, but I don't want a spoonful of it.
Anyway, okay, all right. Mia Rose Photography. What's the best one? Do you like being contacted through Instagram? You got a great Instagram, by the way. You're doing great work.
Thank you. No, I prefer to be contacted directly through my website. Just a better way to be organized. Instagram, I'm very chatty with it. So if I open your message at the wrong time, that ADHD is going to forget all about you.
So Mia Rose Photography, CLT. .com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can people book through your website or anything like that? Or just kind of, they have the contact info here and they can reach out to you. Look at this nice picture on your website. Bill, can you pull our website up too?
It's great.
Mia Rose Photography, CLT.com, WSICnews.com, all the socials you can see and what Bill's pulling up right now. And so you've got a contact form there? Is it just the phone number?
Yeah.
All right. So process-wise, someone reaches out to you, Mia, we got to do family portraits. I need it tomorrow. Your thoughts?
Well, depending on the schedule, sometimes I can make it happen. I'm pretty flexible with my business because I don't have kids. I can be a little bit more flexible. And where the studio is, it's pretty easy.
Pretty convenient.
So basically, I try to get everybody on the phone, let them know that they have contacted the best photographer in the area.
Let them know where they're at.
Congratulations.
By my standard, at least.
Right. Well, you should.
So I just try to figure out where they're at. You know, do you want to do it in the studio? Do you want to be outside? Are you looking for more posed, more candid? Like, what's your thing? And then from there, I kind of explain to them, like, what I'm going to do, walk them through it. And then they'll pay me. We'll shoot. And then after their session, I invite them back to the studio and I show them a final gallery. And at that time, when they see their final edits, is when they get to pick out their photos.
So you do like the, if I had like a, let's just say, for example, I had a blemish that morning somehow on my face, a crater, if you would.
We're zapping it right out.
You can take care of that.
Absolutely.
Not a problem.
I can do some pretty impressive stuff.
And
some head swaps, some body swaps.
Wow. Let's do that.
Did you do that?
No,
the
actually.
Princess picture. Did you do that one? That's been going around, Princess Kate.
Have I you saw seen that. That? I saw
but
that.
I like when it comes to the head swaps with the kids.
Sure.
I don't have to do it often. I'm pretty good at doing it. But sometimes when you have a photo and mom looks better in one, but the kids look a little funky in the other, just make one perfect photo. Everybody's happy.
So you do the family stuff. So you can handle the newborn baby situation too?
I don't do newborns.
Okay.
I actually don't do newborns because it takes a special skill.
Sure.
Like there is newborn education behind photography. Oh, yeah. I'm actually very passionate about this because the photography industry is so large that you have, you know, people who are starting out and then you have people who are experienced. And when you're starting out and you don't know everything, you don't know about newborn safety posing. You know, the cute little froggy pose, they don't just put baby in that pose and leave baby.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, no. There's like fingers and hands holding it, holding their head.
I thought you could just contort a baby's body any way you needed to.
Some people try.
Okay.
I wouldn't, but to each their own, whatever you want to do with your kid. But so like there's certain posing that you can't let go of them, but obviously there's no hands in these pictures and it's all Photoshop. You take 2-3 photos to make one photo. So I tell my clients when they have babies, I'm like, listen, I'll come to your house and do some lifestyle stuff. But if you want that really cute posing, I'll give a recommendation to a friend because it's just not my style. I don't have this skill and I don't really want to do it.
You mentioned, so you will go on site somewhere else to do a shoot. It doesn't have to be at your studio.
Yeah. I love shooting outside more than anything else.
What's like your favorite? Are you willing to say like a favorite spot around the lake?
I'm open about it. There's room for everybody. I really, really like Davidson College. That is one of my most popular spots. Jatan is okay to me. It's just everybody shoots there. And most of the time I need to switch it up. One of my favorite spots is actually in Rock Hill called Glencairn Gardens. And when I first started doing photography, I lived over there. That was one of my OG spots, but you can't beat it. It's got texture, greens, flowers, bridges, ponds.
Do you ever do a photo shoot for Hellman's? Tell the truth.
I would.
I'd do it for Hellman's
and Duke. Oh. If they both call
doesn't even
me.
Pick sides. Yeah. No, I'll shoot both side. Of them.
Yeah.
Would you eat both of them?
I would lick both of them. I'm not taking a spoonful, that's for sure.
Mia of Mia Rose Photography, Mia Rose Photography, CLT.com. Also check out the Instagram. I see like some sweet 16 stuff too, like so birthday kind of celebration stuff. Yeah. Is that popular these days or?
You know, it was popular for a little while. I feel like it's fizzled a little bit depending on the age range, but 16th birthdays are pretty important. First birthdays, of course. I love those. Cake
you
smash.
Did Katie's 18th
we
birthday.
We did Katie's 18th birthday.
Yeah, she did Katie's 18th birthday when we have it at.
Well, we did the party.
The party.
I love parties. I forgot to say that actually.
Oh, really?
I love shooting events. I
really?
Do. Yeah.
So not like you don't like weddings, but you do like shooting events.
Yeah, no, don't
so
call me
different.
For a wedding, but if you have an anniversary party, a birthday party. I did Shelby High School's high school reunion.
Yeah,
I did like class of 60.
That's not my class.
Yeah, no, class of like 67 to 74.
You did Shelby's reunion. You didn't know she did
the
Shelby's reunion.
Didn't tell me.
So they've already called me back. Jim called me and said, we'd love to have you back. I
Jimmy.
Said, great. I had a blast. I just did. Sometimes I'll do some charity work. I'll go do the events and stuff like that.
Corporate style? You'll go corporate style swank events?
I like to kind of shoot it like the 90s. A little like click.
Is that what's click, in right now? Is that click. What's trending in the photography world right now?
I don't know. That's just how I do my events. Like, you remember when you would get your little print and there'd be like somebody in the corner, but like that wasn't the focus, but maybe Mamie's my focus and you're over there just having your coffee?
Sure.
I just like to show you're both here. Even if you're just kind of over there, you've got the proof that you were
I'll
here.
I'll stay over here. Yeah. Now, I don't even go to this.
Yeah, I'll get other pictures of you at some point, but like just kind of showing that, oh, you guys are together, you're involved, this is what was going on that day. I look at like my birthday photos and, you know, you might be the emphasis in the middle opening up your presents, but you can see everyone around you who is there celebrating you.
Do you find that people will come to you with like the trending styles that they want to see, or do they come to you and it's more of, hey, we want to take these photos. You be creative and do what you do because that's what you do best.
That's usually what it is. Sometimes you'll get people with some requests and you got to kind of bring them down to reality. You know, when you look at my work, you can kind of have an expectation. You know, I have a very specific style. I like to shoot a specific way. Everybody has a different style. So it's a matter of just what you like. A lot of people say they like my vibrancy. It's sharp. It's natural. It looks real.
I think the natural is what I like so much about it. It just looks real. It doesn't look fake, superposed, or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hang out for another segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mia, you want to keep talking to me?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I like talking to you. Mia of Mia Rose Photography, downtown Corntown. Mia Rose Photography, CLT.com. Portraits, family stuff, fun stuff.
Parties.
Weird stuff. All kinds of stuff.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 7:48 on this little Friday, hanging out with Mia of Mia Rose Photography, Mia Rose Photography, CLT.com, located in Corntown, downtown Corntown, but you'll travel anywhere.
I will.
You'll go to South Carolina if someone wanted to go to
Shelby.
You'll go anywhere. I try to stay within that 2-hour range, but I mean, if it's worth it, I'll go. I do shoot in South Carolina. My family lives there. I graduated in South Carolina, so like, I have my home base. But I like to say I serve the greater Charlotte area.
Mm. So in the journey of photography, I think of, this is where I get in trouble. And I told you this one before we did the photo shoot. I come in like a wrecking ball in these creative sessions. And it's like, oh no, we should do it this way, this way, this way. And Ben Daniels, who you met, our senior director of sensory, he had a vision in his mind, and I come through like a Tasmanian devil and just destroy it. Is that a common thing? Because you handled me very well in the room, I will say.
So I feel like mostly with children, they usually ruin mom's visions because it's just not practical sometimes. You know, it really can depend on the situation. Like, depending on the age range, you know, certain things just don't work. And if you see a picture and you want to recreate it, but it's not in the age range, you got to set your expectations a little bit differently. But I try not to disappoint.
You're not disappointed.
No, you know.
I wasn't disappointed.
You do a good job. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, but there was, like, I didn't have a vision for y'all per se. Like, I knew what I wanted to shoot. And then when you came in like a wrecking ball, I was like, okay, we just going to have to let him do his thing and work around it.
Just let him tire himself out. just let him run around for a little bit. And
a little Tasmanian devil.
I tried to climb on that stool on the back wall for a moment there. That didn't work very well.
Yeah, that was on par for
Do you children. Follow photography trends? Oh, I guess let me ask you this. I'm supposed to ask you this. And for the people who technically know photography, what do you shoot on? What?
Oh, great question, Justin.
This is what I get asked all the time. You know, this is technical.
So I shoot with a Nikon Z6II.
Is that okay?
It's a mirrorless camera. It's up there.
Okay. Mirrorless.
Mirrorless.
I'm not going to act like I even know what that means.
No mirror.
I have the world's smallest
No cap.
Phone.
That means no cap. Yeah.
You know, the body's important, but the most important part is going to be your lens. Mm. So like if you have a cheap lens, you're not going to get the same results no matter how expensive your camera is. So I like to shoot with a 50 millimeter 1.8.
Solid. Heck yeah. I usually use a 42 with a 6.5 in it, but really? You know, it's just me, you know.
You'll have to show me that. I don't think I've ever seen one.
So for trends in photography, though, right now, do you like watch webinars, like or watch a bunch of people's Instagrams? Like, what do you do for inspiration?
Not really. I see things that I like, but I think for me, my style is pretty timeless. I'm not really doing these trends. If I see something, like I'll probably create a set, but I'm in this weird place where I'm like, do I stick with the basics or do I extend a little bit and get more creative. I did a lot of creative things last year and it wasn't successful and it really put me down a bit. And so I wanted to shift my gear and I really, really like being outside. So I didn't want to change any of that. But my studio work, I think I just wanted to keep it simple, the colored backdrops, the seating props and that kind of thing. And that makes me happy because my studio is not big. So it is difficult to have like a setup. Especially if you need to shoot something that doesn't involve that setup. So
it may sound simplistic, but that's a lot of variety. Yeah. Is there a common like request? Is it studio more than the outdoor stuff, but you love the outdoor, or is it vice versa? Or is it hard to say like or an actual most of the time?
I definitely get more outside, which is cool because I prefer it personally. I do a lot more studio work now than I used to just because I have my name in my studio. But my preference is outside. So if they're indifferent, if it's warm out, let's go outside. If it's the middle of winter, well, let's stay in the studio and shoot. But if whatever my client wants, I'll come to your house if you just want to shoot in your backyard. Some people love to do that.
The process isn't just like, hey, here's a camera, Polaroid pops out, take it with you anymore. Mm-mm. The editing time, all of this that goes into it. How many shoots do you like try to have like a week, a month? I mean, it can't be an astronomical number if you're having to do all the other parts to make them beautiful. Like.
No, for me, a good month is 6 to 10 photo shoots. I don't like to.
That's a very limited batch basically of shoots.
You get 100% of me.
Yeah.
You know, we'll communicate the whole way. You come to the studio at some point to see the photos. So it just. I work with them double, I guess. It's not like I just shoot you and send you on your way. I shoot you and you come back and we engage with each other again.
You mentioned you don't do like the big corporate events. I felt like ours was kind of corporate because we were doing it for work.
We're corporate.
Super corporate now. We're super corporate by the book policies. But we were doing it for work and for marketing purposes and things like that. And you knocked it out of the park with that. So is that another realm where businesses contact you for headshots for their businesses, things like that?
Yeah, for sure. So I haven't done anything like on a large scale corporate. You guys were my largest corporation.
There all right. Hey-o! Wait a second. Yeah, baby. Big time. Elon, watch out.
So, like, I've been hired by True Homes to do headshot events for them and that kind of thing. And then corporate events I've shot a lot at. But large scale, meh. I really love photographing kids and family. So I try to stick with what I like.
I will say at Katie's party, Katie felt like she was the star. Like, you know, just having a photographer there at the party too made an 18-year-old feel very, very
good. And she loves theater. So it was like definitely a double down.
It was perfect. Like,
yes. She got an amazing picture of Kitty opening her Taylor Swift tickets. Pretty.
Mm-hmm. What?
It was amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Katie's face.
It's like it was Love is Blind or something like that on Netflix. Are you kidding me?
And then I was behind her like with the big smile on my face too. So
I know,
like,
that was,
she caught the whole experience that happened.
I love the ones of her hitting the punching
bag. Oh, yeah. That one's good too.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to sidetrack. Now I got stuck with Love is Blind. Did y'all watch Love is Blind? You didn't watch the Charlotte season at all?
Mm-mm.
See, I feel like you would be all into it because it's in Charlotte. I'm not saying you would be.
The face.
I just mean like there was an example.
About me, Justin.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe
it's Charlotte.
Maybe that was
Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I was sexist with that.
I'm watching Survivor because we have Kenzie, who's from Charlotte. She's on the
I didn't know that.
Team Yuma.
I've never watched Survivor. How many seasons has it been on? Two? Three?
46?
No, stop.
Yes, they're on 46.
What?
Right now.
They're on number 46.
I've watched them all too.
What?
Are you watching it?
I haven't started this new season yet.
There's 46 seasons of Survivor?
46.
It's only been on for like 5 years.
Like 20 years.
2001.
Yeah.
Wow. Where have I been?
Yeah.
They
don't let me out of this room. I got to go on a 1 hour yard time.
I haven't seen you in months, and this is the first time I've been outside.
This is where I've been. This is it. All right. So for photography, what's the cost usually? Like, do you do it by the hour? Is it custom per shoot? How do you do that?
So it ranges because I charge a flat fee to shoot. So you pay me basically for the time of the session, and then after
that wasn't me.
That wasn't
after your shoot. Is when you come back to see your photos. So it's like a buy what you love process. Mm. So if you don't want 20 photos, don't buy them.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose.
Yeah. Want a ton of wall art, let's go. Let's go pick out your frames. But if you don't want that, I'm not going to push it on you.
So you can even help with the frame selection and that kind of thing for if people are depending on their use of these photos too.
Frames, acrylics, albums.
That's a whole nother level of art. Picking that stuff out.
Yeah, you get the whole little...
It's a whole...
The whole experience. Yeah. It's not like I'm just going to shoot you and send you an online gallery, which is what I did for y'all, but that made more sense. But it's... the reason I don't like doing that is because we get so nitpicky about ourselves when we can stare at these photos for so long.
Right.
So if I sit you down in front of me and we can talk about what you might not like about a specific photo, I can probably tell you I can change that.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And then you can do stuff in the editing process to fix it.
Yeah. And it shifts people's perspective when they're like, oh, you can do that? Because I had this one mom, she, whatever shirt she had on, and she was thin, like she didn't look frumpy or anything, but like you just get the little flap that comes out of your shirt sometimes. And she hated it and hated that about the photos. And I was like, zoop. She's like, oh, it's gone? I'm like, yeah. Do you want me to do it? She's like, yeah, absolutely.
Did you get rid of all my frumples?
You didn't have any frumples. Wow, I did your hair shocking. A little bit because you had that little...
I had that boof.
That swoop.
I hadn't had a haircut yet.
Neither one of you did.
Yeah, Bill went and got one.
Immediately
Bill
after.
Got one after the shoot. Yeah.
Who does that, Bill?
I apologize.
It's like, what's the good haircut place around here? I'm going to walk downtown Cornelius.
What do they call it? Like boy math? Or
I don't know if you noticed Mamie's hair.
Perfect.
Oh, she came in flossed.
Always.
She came in.
Always.
Set up ready to go.
Who's ready for it. And Claudia did a great job too. I really like her pictures.
Yeah, Claudia Grizik, co-host of today's Real Talk. She also got some new shots as well. We'll be releasing those together. Right. She's putting up with me too. Do you feel like I should be yelled at more often here? They don't yell at me as much as you yelled at me at the studio.
Nobody wants to be yelled at.
Sure. Some of us respond well to being yelled at though.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just feel like maybe...
She does a good job kind of preventing. She can like forecast your...
She's like doing behaviors. It right now. Yeah. Like she's preempting me right
Correct.
Now is what she's doing.
She has the ability with the look.
Yes.
It's the look. It really is the look.
Yeah. I feel like you just need the mom look.
Defend you. Yeah. Save you from yourself, basically.
The eyes.
Yeah.
It's like an entire conversation happens in that split second of,
right.
Justin, are you sure you want to do this? Now, you say you want to do this. Are you sure you want to do this?
Not
Don't do it.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them have cameras.
I'm quietly managing you.
Yes.
Love that.
It's needed in my life. Mia Rose Photography, Mia Rose Photography, CLT.com, located in downtown Cornelius. But you go anywhere, North Carolina, all over, South Carolina, 2 hours is kind of your sphere.
Invite me to Italy. I'm there.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Take a photographer with you to Italy.
On a trip. Yes.
On a trip to Italy.
I'm down for anything on a trip.
Okay, you also are officially certified for USPS in passport photos, right? So they can come by, do passport photos. Mm-mm. Oh, that's not a service that you offer. Mm-mm. Just come in, knock them out, Polaroid,
I'll
walk out the door.
Your professional headshot, but the passport thing, they're very particular.
Mm.
And I don't want to mess up somebody's passport picture because then that's a lot of stress on somebody else. Because they have to have like very specific requirements. Can't smile, has to be a certain size. The lighting has to be just right. It's a lot.
It's too technical.
It's just not for me. And there's not a lot of money in it. People don't want to spend more than $15.
It's the government. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah. So go to Walgreens. Go to UPS. They'll help you.
Or you can go to Mia Rose Photography. Mia Rose Photography, CLT.
That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville. With Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. I think, did Starship launch yet? Starship was launching this morning. I saw that Elon put out a tweet.
That's Elon's?
Yeah, he put out a tweet. I think it was at about 3 a.m. saying in countdown 5 hours, we're about to have a launch. So I'm gonna check that. It's Starship, right? Isn't it Starship? I think it's the SpaceX Starship.
Yeah, SpaceX is the...
Where's it going?
To the moon.
To the moon.
So they put out a tweet 3 minutes ago, shifting takeoff a few more minutes to give boats time to clear the keep out area, now targeting 8:10 a.m. I think we should watch it live whenever it comes on. Are we allowed to do that? Yeah.
I'll see if I can find
it. Yeah, it should be on the Twitter sphere, I would imagine. And somewhere they'll probably have a live little video action going on. I watched last night, I tried to fall asleep to one of our trash TV shows, Love is Blind. We've talked about that show here. Because this past season was in Charlotte.
Right.
They
actually came to Lake Norman. Did you see the episode where they were at the lake?
They talked about the lake day a lot in the
reunion yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my thing about shows and showcasing North Carolina. Consistently, it seems to me that they find people in North Carolina that, in my opinion, don't really represent a majority of North Carolinians. Typically, the very extreme, most commonly, as looked at in the country for a long time, North Carolina is this extreme, if you would, lack of a better word, like hick mm-hmm. state.
Yeah.
Deep woods.
Yes.
No teeth, drinking. That's it. Like, that's the only type of person people visualize here in North Carolina. Though that is a respectable subset culture here, which I absolutely love, by the way.
Oh, yeah, me too.
No issue with it. There are more. And I felt like Love is Blind. It's like when I see these people, like, okay, these people look normal.
Yeah.
But by the reunion that I'm watching last night, which didn't come out last night. It's been out, right?
No, yesterday.
Oh, it came out yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Oh, wow. So I caught it early,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Man,
wow,
the fact that you watched it, I was like, man, he is right on
it. Wow. New level of ratchet. Particularly for
Agreed.
The show. I don't know what it was, but I felt like when I'm watching this reunion, I was like, wait a second, I don't remember any of the past reunions or this show going this rough. Because Nick Lachey's calling people out, mm-hmm. reading text messages that they didn't know they had, talking about off-camera mic conversation. Like, what is happening on this show right now? They are going after everybody.
It was really next level. This whole season was like next level bad. But I think about all reality TV, I think. And no hate to any of these people that were from Charlotte, because I know they're probably listening, because, you know, everybody listens. But no hate to any of those people on the show. But the people who can be on who can take 2 months off to be on a reality TV show probably don't have the most stable careers, the most, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it would definitely
They're going to lean towards ratchet.
And they did lean into during the conversation that it's like an experiment, the Love is Blind concept. They were really leaning into that last mm-hmm. night. Like, this was an experiment. This isn't my whole life. I was willing to try it. But they had also some of the couples who I think were successful and non-successful mm-hmm. from past seasons.
Right.
But I just like, and look, now I'm spending 7 minutes talking about ratchet TV shows and trash TV because it was based in Charlotte.
Right, right.
And so the ultimate question is, does this show put a black eye on Charlotte?
No.
Don't read too deep into it.
I wouldn't.
You're fine.
I wouldn't.
It's fine. Charlotte's good.
Charlotte's going to survive.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I mean, it does. It puts eyes on Charlotte, but I think it just makes those people look even worse than they make themselves look. And there were no cute guys this season, I didn't think.
Either. Love is Blind is coming for your city, too.
Yeah.
They should do a Cornelius. Like a wreaking havoc.
Yeah. Right. Should do a Cornelius.
We will expose you.
I am wondering, though, okay, if that doesn't bring Charlotte down, can the Panthers bring Charlotte down anymore? Or?
After Luke Combs on Twitter this week.
That's what I was leaning toward was Luke Combs.
Oh, my goodness.
He was on Pat McAfee. And had some not nice words basically to say. And he's a fan. Like, I think that's the thing to remember.
He came at it from a fan point of view, not from a Luke Combs musician.
Like, I'm going to hate. He came at it like, look, I'm trying to, this team needs to win.
Right.
Right.
And even he was like, I don't understand.
I know. He's speaking for all of us. He's speaking for the people.
Is he the opposite end? Like, Taylor Swift kind of spoke for the Chiefs. Is Luke Combs our public speaker?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm okay with it.
He could be. Steph could be.
Does Steph care, though, anymore?
Absolutely.
About the Panthers?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's a football fan, yeah.
You care about the Panthers, though?
Yes.
I've never heard him talk about the Panthers.
He's literally banged the...
He's banged the drum.
The drum.
He wears the jerseys.
Oh, okay.
He's a fan. He's a Charlotte fan.
Yeah.
You act like you talked to him, like, yesterday about this.
You
like,
guys got were his, hanging out.
Got his
just
take
because
on.
Somebody doesn't, like, tweet everything or say daily about the Panthers doesn't mean they're not a fan. I mean...
No, I think that's the level it takes to commit, to the fandom.
All right.
I think Luke Combs is just bringing so many more eyes to the Panthers. Like, I forget, because I know he's a local guy. I forget how, he's like a worldwide star. Like, people know him who don't live here. So he's
performed at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's big time. So, yeah, he's just putting more eyes on the Panthers. And I think maybe him fussing about it will get things to change. What do you think?
I found it interesting that he was willing to say something because...
He may have cost himself one of those awesome concerts.
That's what I was thinking. It's kind of like,
he did
okay,
a concert there, yeah.
He already did. Mm-hmm. But is he costing himself from being invited back? Well, you don't like what we're doing here, Luke. We're not going to let you come back and play here in Charlotte.
I think they like money. I think they'll take him back.
Yeah, he's the high mountain prince, the high country prince. Mm-hmm. So.
He's allowed to say things. So
yeah.
That's okay.
He can get away with a little bit more than some other people can.
Well,
he's got, what do they call it in real estate? Leverage. Is that one of those attorney words?
I like that word.
Leverage.
I think that's more like that's just a word we can all use.
Right.
It's financial too. Financial leverage.
Financial leverage.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, Joshua Dobie, Dollars and Cents airs every Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. You're going to want to check that out. Plenty of financial news out there. Are the markets still down? Bitcoin went over 70. Bill, you still hodling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You have any Bitcoin?
No.
No Bitcoin. Sorry, I didn't know if you were carrying like a crypto wallet or something like that, or a ledger or something.
Rob has some.
Does he?
Does that mean I
Absolutely.
Have some?
I don't know by default. I don't know how the marriage rules
work, how that works
on Bitcoin.
I'm pretty sure he has some.
Okay. Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Hidden.
Just out there in the cloud.
You want us to go stay live for this space launch during the break?
So, and put
we
up,
can
will you put
it.
Up the video real quick? So, we've got SpaceX pulled up from via their Twitter feed. I'm assuming they're doing the live from their Twitter.
It's actually from YouTube.
Okay. So, from YouTube, there's a countdown timer at the top. I'm assuming that's the takeoff, the T in the countdown timer at the top.
There's what?
Oh, well, we got
T minus 56 minutes. So, they bumped it. Yeah.
Right.
When
we also
might
have been talking a different time zone. I think they're talking central time zone. So,
well, the tweet, you know, when they say we've bumped it a few minutes. In space terms, that could be an hour, a year, because light years,
right?
They work in light years.
I think you're reading 8:15 thinking it's Eastern time. I'm thinking it's 8:15
Central
Texas time.
Texas, yeah. That's central.
Maybe, but I...
100%.
It should adjust it based on where...
Leverage.
Elon can do whatever the heck he wants. He's about to go to space. Did Elon announce he's inside of this rocket?
I don't believe he's inside the rocket.
Okay. That's good that he didn't announce that because I would have questions at that point because, you know, that's our concern. He still hasn't come out to say he's not suicidal yet. Mm-hmm. And just some of his actions, I feel like he should put that on the record.
So I'm not going to play it because it's just going to be an hour.
Right. I mean, it would literally just be this blinking light in people's faces for an hour. As if that's not what
might be more entertaining than some of the stuff we talk about
right now. We've got Maureen Smith of Birkdale coming up this weekend. Luck of the Village in Birkdale happening on Saturday. Weather is supposed to be
great.
I think perfect. So it's plenty of things to do around the area, all the way from Statesville down south, all the way Huntersville, North Charlotte. Stick around.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18. Happy little Friday. We're on our way already to the weekend, but we got to get a look at the streets first.
A little strategic because of
what is that? Is that SpaceX launching? SpaceX launch. Bill's been watching the SpaceX launch. Let's check it with Jeff first. He's trying to get rid of the Twitter. The SpaceX RideiCats.com. Alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff with iCats is on the phone, RideiCats.com. Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Justin. I'm good. I hope you are. There is an accident, a report in Statesville. It's on Old Knoxville Road up by the Old Davis Hospital involving a transfer truck. So if you're in Statesville around the Old Knoxville area, there'll be slowdowns there. As far as the secondary roads in Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. 77 southbound, heavy congestion really from Mooresville at Lake Norman all the way down to about 485. There's real slowdowns there. If you're in a hurry, today is not the day to be on 77 southbound. As you go into Charlotte, there's some slowdown going 77 south. 77 northbound, when you get up around exit 23 around Gilead Road, traffic is almost coming to a stop. So be careful in that area. All the way up to Cornelius, you'll have stop and go traffic. Besides that, everything else looks good. Hope everybody has a great Thursday.
Thinking of up there near Old Knoxville Road, is JB's open this early in the morning so people can stop off and get a foot long hot dog? Is that an option this early?
It's not open, but if you've not had a JB's hot dog, you need to go to JB's. I know the owner, he's a great guy, and they serve great food.
I've had the footlong. It's world famous. I've had it. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. Today's Thursday, heading out to Winston-Salem today, $1 each way. You can get picked up at your front door and taken there, run some errands, come on back. Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, sir. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Transportation, definitely a hot topic. Got one of the favorite transportation folks in the world in here right now, Maureen Smith of Birkdale Village. Maureen, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I feel like it's been a while since you've been here.
It has. It's been a minute.
I think 2023 was like the last time.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
No, I mean, it wasn't. That's only March. Yeah, last year. That was so last year. Last time. And then last time, I think we were in the... Did we eat pie together last time? Is that... No, we had Kilwins.
Kilwins, yeah.
Ooh.
Kilwins.
That's
delicious.
Good.
Maureen and was part of Mouthing Off, an episode of Mouthing Off.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a throwback right there. You still haven't done an episode of Mouthing Off
yet. I know, I haven't.
Luck of the Village happening.
It
so
is.
No shortage of events, even for Birkdale this weekend. Mm. Is this kind of a kickoff to the spring season?
Yeah, it's a kickoff to our event season this Saturday, March 16th at Luck of the Village. I'm really excited.
So what is to take place? Luck of the Village, Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Plaza.
At the Plaza.
In Birkdale.
Yes, we're going to have tons of St. Patrick's Day shenanigans. We're going to open the event with Loch Norman Pipe Band, and then Connick School of Irish Dance is going to come and entertain us, and then the Hitmen Party Band of Charlotte is going to come out and play some party tunes for us. In the plaza, we're also going to have tons of fun swag and light-up necklaces and headbands, and Royal Bliss Brewery is going to come out, and then we have Red Rocks is going to have two bars for us, too.
They'll have the pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
How's that whole pop-up concept been coming along? What's the one next to Sugar and Spice that's like the dipped little... fruit yogurt cones or
Lettuce.
Wow.
They're delicious.
Wow.
What is it?
They have these like dipped popsicle things.
I got this one that's like banana with Nutella and graham cracker. Yeah. It was
absolutely
too, right?
Yeah, yes. Super.
No,
healthy.
They're not bad for you.
Just the Nutella.
Just the dips. The pops themselves are delicious.
So 5 to 8 p.m. this Saturday. Family friendly.
Family, absolutely family friendly. Bring everybody. Justin's going to be there emceeing.
I will.
Us.
My all first right. little yes. gig here. My first yes, little.
I
so try not to break it.
Get you some information.
It's okay. I can make it up as I go. I don't have to do a Irish act. How do you?
A jig?
Luck of the Irish.
There you go. That, keep working on it.
Don't do that one.
That's pretty rough. They'll kick me out on that one right there.
You're fired.
I'll just stick to me.
Yeah, I would stick to yourself.
I don't have to play a bagpipe, do
no,
I?
No, absolutely not.
I would try.
It's very interesting, though. I watch them warm up, and I'm like,
because they have to fill the whole.
Yes, I've heard it's very hard to play.
It's really hard, yeah. But Loch Norman's awesome. So
that'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Lot going on in Birkdale.
Yes.
Don't know if anybody's seen Apple came along and opened up a store.
It did.
Okay, so the concern in the beginning was there's already no parking. Now there's going to be negative parking. What's been the result of Apple thus far?
Apple's been a really great addition. It's been doing really, really well. We've also opened four, if you count Starbucks reopening, four last month. Bar Taco finally opened.
Which is good, by the way. Bar Taco, good.
And then in April, they're doing a grand opening event. It's a ticketed event, but it will benefit. All of the ticket proceeds go to Cool Kids Clubhouse.
Ooh.
So we're really excited to have them do that. I'll shoot you over the link.
Yeah.
Bar Taco's been great. John Dressler introduced Finfino, which is his other concept, and that has done very, very well. Starbucks did a revamp and they reopened in February. And then we also welcomed Ever Eve, which is a women's shopping boutique.
A lot going on.
Yeah, a lot.
A whole lot going on.
Lululemon also had moved last year to the other corner where Victoria's Secret was.
That store is unbelievable.
The it's line gorgeous. Is constantly like out the door, it seems like, even non-Christmas time.
I know.
Yeah. Is
I
that know. A problem? Should we have like a sit-down like conversation with people locally about like not being obsessed with Lulu so much?
Not,
or
it's not going to help.
It's not going to help.
It's not going to change?
No. It's not going to change.
It's pretty wild.
It's a beautiful store and they have stocked it with so much more product from their other locations. So it's amazing.
It's the Lake Norman mom uniform.
So. Yeah. It sure is. And it's like, I think it's their biggest location like in the Southeast region. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys were doing a lot of construction, a lot of updates throughout the complex. It seems pretty much besides Suffolk Punch, which is moving its way through its process and permitting and all that stuff. Everything seems to be pretty buttoned up. Is that the way?
Yeah. I mean, we at this point, I think we're coming up on almost being fully leased. The Total Wine space, we're almost there. We're going to welcome our house too. That's in the old Talbots location. We're going to welcome them hopefully late spring, late summer. And then we have an exciting announcement for a couple new retailers coming.
Ooh. Did you mention are you public yet on who's coming to the Total Wine shop or not yet? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nope.
Well, I'm not going to pry on that one.
Nope.
I'll leave that one alone.
Nope.
Big name?
I can't.
Sorry, I said I wasn't going to ask.
Does it rhyme with
it? Does it sound like we can like password?
As Huntersville continues kind of going and moving and flowing and doing its thing, I would imagine people are continuing to come to you guys with questions and that concierge level service you guys are providing. Like when they come, like for the first time to Birkdale, will there be valet for this weekend as
there
well?
There will be. Okay. Yep. I know. Obviously, I never shy away from the parking conversation. It's all the time.
Yeah. You gotta have it.
But we will. Our valet services will be running, and then obviously with an event like this, that may include some, imbibing. We do recommend obviously rideshare services.
Yeah, why not? Kind of share a ride, save a tire. Is that a good logo for it?
Just don't get a coupon.
So when people arrive 5 o'clock, is there going to be kind of like closed roads at all, or
is all the driving open?
Yeah,
the roads are open. We're not closing roads, so there's going to be no confusion on where to go. All of our surface lots, all of our decks are going to be open. So, and then our valet is going to be running.
So for the parking, what's kind of been when someone calls you and says, hey, do you guys have a recommendation for the parking besides the ride share concept? Like parking across the street at Birkdale Landing, is that frowned upon?
I mean, it's not necessarily frowned upon. It's kind of like anything. I grew up in the Northeast where parking is quite scarce.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just make spots, but don't do that.
Yeah, don't just make smokes.
Don't just park on the side of the
don't do that.
Same fur.
But no, we have plenty of parking. Obviously, you can, you know, utilize other lots at your discretion.
How's Southern Tide doing? The one men shop, like of all the, we talked about this, all the boutique ladies shops you guys have there in Birkdale, Southern Tide coming and representing the dudes.
Southern Tide's great. They're doing well. Really well. I love it in there. It's a beautiful store.
And then you've got the other variety of like kind of the, this kind of healthcare or, I don't want to say holistic, but like kind of the healthy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like you got the smoothie shops, you got all the different kind of workout facilities. Yeah. What's that variety kind of been like? Because I see some daytimers coming in for, you see people coming out in their jogging uniforms, like they just rode 15 miles on a bike.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not either. That's my point. It's like,
no, our little kind of wellness our wellness friends that we have at Birkdale's awesome. We have Icebox Cryo that's owned locally by Chloe Slattery. Here in Cornelius, we also have obviously Pure Bar's amazing. Katie does a great job over there. Beam, which is the infrared sauna, is more my style.
We've heard about we've heard about the was that it's the Hot Works?
Yeah, it's like
Hot Works.
Yeah,
the infrared.
It's infrared saunas. It's awesome. I love it in there.
And you just stand in there and it just like does everything like, for you.
It's, you like have different like color lights and like things that work with your like aura and I don't know. I did it once. I sat there and I watched Netflix. For, like, minutes. It was awesome.
I like it.
It feels good when you get out. You feel great.
You do feel great.
Then you hop right next door and go to Green Brothers and get a smoothie.
Wow, combo there. And then maybe over to Regal to see a movie.
Yeah, go to Regal, see a movie. You get a Paletta.
You hop over to Paletta. What's a Paletta?
Get the Paletta Morelia. You go over there. You go over to Sugar Nice and get a coffee. Yeah,
you could just spend the whole day doing
day
all
experience that I'm trying to build over there.
With the springtime weather this week, I imagine you're seeing an increase of people just coming to hang out kind of in the middle.
Yeah, Birkdale Big Screen started, so we're starting to play some sporting events. Obviously, with March Madness coming up, we're going to play all those games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's
that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's finally getting warm out. It's just fun. I'm ready to signature events pop off in April. Like, I'm ready. Let's go.
Something that was super cool during the Christmas time you guys did was that scavenger hunt.
Yeah, we still do that.
So the scavenger hunt is still a thing.
You can stop there and get the camera, get the paper, and walk around.
So this is wild. You can go there free.
Fun.
And you get a little Polaroid camera. You take the kids.
Concierge. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the concierge station.
Yeah, it's super fun.
And then Warby Parker is wide open and
they're ready.
Are we seeing an increase of glasses wearers in the air because Warby Parker? Is it Warby or Warby?
Warby.
Warby?
Yeah.
Are we seeing an increase of glasses wearers because Warby Parker's here? Or
sure.
Is that
I got my glasses.
You wear glasses?
Yeah.
I didn't know you wore glasses. Yeah. You wear contacts? I never knew that.
Yeah.
Do you wear contacts?
No. 2020, man.
Good for you.
The year or vision?
Vision.
Oh, vision. Sorry. Okay.
I am old, though. It's been a minute.
No, stop. Luck of the Village happening this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. at Birkdale Village. Okay. Maureen, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
How's everything else in your world? Pretty good?
Everything's great.
Because you're local. You're local.
I am. Yeah, I'm still hanging out in Lake Norman.
Okay. All right. Luck of the Village, Saturday, March 16th, 5 to 8 p.m., going down at the plaza. You got music, you got entertainment, everything for the whole family.
We got you.
I'll be there emceeing for an hour. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if I break the place. Thanks, Maureen.
All right, thanks, guys.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:34. Happy little Friday to you. Maybe you're looking for something to do this weekend. One place you should consider, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y. GreystoneLodge.com, beautiful boutique hotel in the high country. We're joined now by Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge. Ben, good morning. You are hanging out poolside in March, my brother.
I'm feeling the pool vibe this morning. I wanted to show your listeners and folks tuning in our indoor heated pool here at the Greystone Lodge.
That is an indoor pool if I've ever seen one right there. So this is within Greystone Lodge. If you stay at Greystone Lodge, with some deals that are going on right now we'll talk about soon, you can enjoy this wonderful indoor pool year-round.
Yeah, so did you know that the warmest you can have your indoor pool is 84 degrees?
I did not know that. Is that a law? That's a law?
Do you know what our temperature is of our pool right now?
84 degrees.
84 degrees.
All right.
It feels great.
I like it.
Loving it. We are really particular about making sure our temperature is on point so our guests can enjoy a nice warmish pool.
That's it. And that's got to be a rarity up there. I don't recall my time at Boone there being a lot of pools. Now, there was like obviously on campus for like students. But as far as people coming to visit, this has to be almost a commodity right here as far as having access to this.
It's a big deal. Our guests really enjoy going out into the community and checking out the high country and coming back and enjoying a nice warm dip in the pool.
And it's that time of year where this weather is starting to shift, right? Like it's going to be chilly, a little nice briskness in the morning. During the day, it warms up a bit, but then you get back to that coolness at night. What are some other things at the hotel maybe that people can enjoy during their stay to accommodate with this weather?
Absolutely. So we actually just put a new blog on our our website, Greystone Lodge, and it's basically talking about why this is the perfect time of year to get up to the high country. Because really, like you said, you got cooler nights. It's getting in the 30s at night, which is nice to sit by the fire outside. We have a nice fire pit. And then it's nice during the day. I think it's going to be in the 60s and sunny today. Get out and take a hike. Enjoy some really great activities. This is also a good time of year. It's a little quieter up here in the mountains right before we really get into full spring. And so, you know, guests are able to get into those restaurants that are hard to get into during season, get out and do check out the vineyards. We've got some really great places you can go check out some vineyards. And then, you know, just take a stroll through downtown and kind of enjoy all the high country has to offer.
And with the sun starting to shine, that does mean snow will begin melting at some point. What's the sentiment this week now at the slopes and at the different ski mountains?
So this is the final weekend for skiing. And then AppSki is going to have what they call the meltdown games. A lot of fun activities revolving around the end of the season. Check out our Instagram. We're going to be talking about that as well. Some links to the events happening at App Ski Mountain as well as Sugar and Beats this weekend. It's been a great year for them.
You I imagine, are used to this concept of a calendar and the different seasons of life and when to expect certain types of people. Does this year feel different, like in the speed of the year? The fact that we're already about halfway through March just to me seems crazy. How about from your perspective?
I think I agree. I think ACC, or I was going to say ACC tournament coming up this weekend is always like a beginning of the spring process. But then, of course, we lost an hour of sleep, which makes us stay a little bit lighter at night. We're noticing it's closer to 7:30, 7:45 now. The sun's going down, and you know, you got a little bit longer of a day to get out and enjoy. It definitely feels like the seasons are about to change.
GreystoneLodge.com, G-R-A-Y. Ben mentioned the blog. So the concierge level service, you got the pool, but you all guys also advise on the local area. You mentioned the Meltdown Fest going on this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit more what's going to be happening specifically at AppSki Mountain?
So they basically create a huge trough of water at the bottom of the hill. And so skiers come down the mountain, they ski, and they see how long they can ski over a small little pond of water. It's a lot of fun. They do jump competitions, and it's just a lot of fun things to do. And if you're a spectator, you just want to go up there and check it out, you can do that at no cost. So it's one of the few weekends you can just go as a spectator. So yeah, definitely something to check out.
Is it like a preempt to maybe the polar plunge, like a soft opening to polar plunge? You want to try something? Yeah. That's what you can do?
I'd say it has a lot of similarities to polar plunge, and I can imagine that water is probably darn cold. You know, you typically see the younger younger folks out there enjoying that big old pond of water.
I would imagine for the locals, it being the last weekend, you're going to see it pretty busy regardless of the conditions of the ski, I would imagine.
Yeah, people are getting their last runs in for the year for sure.
Now, you mentioned the water being cold, but there, 84 degrees in that pool inside Greystone Lodge at that indoor pool. What about the ham shop? Is he parked out front right now serving out?
Yeah, I saw Denton, the owner, last night. He was prepping up for a big weekend, so he's open tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He's got some great menu. He was actually in here cooking bacon last night, getting ready for his special that he's going to roll out tonight. Ham truck's a great thing, a great addition to the Greystone Lodge. Guests are enjoying that. Also want to throw out one of my favorite somewhat indoor year-round activities, Mystery Hill, which is located between Boot and Blonde Rock. They offer a $5 entry for anybody that lives in the state of North Carolina through the month of March. What a great opportunity to check out a very unique and different attraction with Mystery Hill.
And there's some deals going on if you need lodging, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. I believe there was two different deals that you guys got going on in addition to the normal 15% off your stay through the WSIC News Instagram. Tell us about the two other deals you guys are offering right now.
So we actually got a lot of families that want to come up and book multiple rooms so they can have more space. So we came up for the month of March, an opportunity where you book one room at, you know, normal price, and then the second room would be half off. So then that could be a connecting room, or, you know, if we don't have any more connecting rooms, you know, just having an additional room for your family.
Or if you want the in-laws on the other side of the hotel, that's okay too.
Exactly. On Tuesday, we did I was trying to go live in one of the rooms to show you, you know, you could do a king room with a bathroom and then connecting that to a room with two queens. It gives you a lot of space, and a lot of guests like that. So that's going to be buy one, get one half off deal. And that's got to, you got to call the hotel direct for that. So 828-264-2411. Our team is ready to help you walk you through booking that. And then also, if you book through the link on Instagram, we do have a link where if you stay more than three nights or more, your stay is going to be 25% off. Great opportunity for an extended stay, long weekend, or come up during the week and really enjoy and get a good taste of the high country.
Having experienced it personally, I would say that one of the things that distinguishes Greystone is the concierge level service that you guys offer. Talk to us though too about the rooms themselves. What are some of the distinguishing factors that you guys have, maybe compared to some other lodging places there in the high country?
One of my, you know, of course we have the traditional things. We've got big screen TV. We've got the refrigerator, microwave. Guests love that. We offer a complimentary bottle of water, Humankind water, which some of that money goes back to helping out with water projects all over the world. But we've added a sleep machine to every one of our guest rooms, and I absolutely love it. Guests love it. People are constantly asking how they can get one for their house. I think it has like eight different settings where you can set the tone of a good night's rest. So that's something that we've offered. We have very upgraded guest room amenities using Beekman 1802 products for our soaps, shampoos, and lotions. Guests love that. Those things are available for purchase as well in our market. We're working right now to increase the number of things that we do have available in our market for purchase. So we're working on some things. I'll be making some announcements on that in upcoming visits with you guys, but always just looking for that next thing. We got really exciting landscape project getting ready to start here at the hotel, so we'll get the hotel spruced up for the spring and summer. Just a lot of fun things happening here.
The breakfast, is the breakfast included for every guest as well?
Yes, so complimentary high country breakfast. And I'm gonna tell you, this is the kind of breakfast that you would typically pay $12, $15 a person for. We have made a conscious effort to keep that complimentary because our guests absolutely love it. It's a distinguishing thing. We keep pouring more into it, adding more variety, more options, several local items on there, Stick Boy bagels. I mean, how cool is that? Daniel Boone Inn, Country Ham, and we recently added a quiche. And we have one of my favorite new items is the chocolate croissant, which we rotate in with our cinnamon buns. So a lot of great things at breakfast. Of course, we have our local Hatchet Coffee. Only hotel I know of that I've been to that you get local roasted coffee, which we grind here at the hotel. Have those available for purchase as well in the market.
Absolutely delicious. Restaurant, high quality. Because, you know, when you go on a travel trip, you don't want to have to get up and leave early and all that kind of stuff. You kind of take it lazy. Greystone enables me to be lazy a little bit there with the breakfast being right in the lobby, which is perfect. All right, Ben McKeithen, General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, what do you want people to know real quick before we head out?
Check out GreystoneLodge.com. Always updating our blog post, what to do in the high country, the newest items. Again, the last blog post is talking about why this is a great time of year to visit. Check out our Instagram page for those exclusive discounts and deals. More to come. Just stay tuned in and get up in the high country and visit us. We'd love to show you around.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Looking forward to connecting with you next week. Enjoy that warm 84-degree pool right there.
All right. Let's go Heels this weekend.
Uh-oh. Fighting words. See you, Ben.
See you. Bye.
All right. Good morning, fam. Coming back.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning. Okay, and 8:48. We are T minus some amount of minutes till launch.
Okay, is this rocket really going to the moon? Where's it going?
That's a good question.
Gonna ride around in space.
Let's see.
Joyride.
Let's see what it says. So if I pull up SpaceX on YouTube right now, because that's where Bill had it at, there should be the live.
I just want to know where they're going.
SpaceX third Starship takes flight. So SpaceX is about to launch Starship 28 and Booster 10 on the third orbital test flight. Is orbital, I'm assuming, around the moon?
That seems like that would take a really long time.
I think we can get there within like...
Or is it just they're going to just do a circle, like circle, U-turn?
They go pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think they're doing like just like a U-turn.
I think orbital that just means a U-turn.
Right, we're gonna go around.
We're gonna go up and back.
We're gonna orbit or something. We're gonna go around it. I don't know. I don't think it's launched. It still hasn't launched yet. It looks like we're about 37 minutes away from a launch. Does space, like traveling back to space, excite you at all? Do you care?
I don't care.
I
have no feelings towards it. Good.
The human race is still alive and well.
Yeah. Like, why?
Nothing.
Why do we have to keep going? We did it already.
We've seen it once. Beat the game.
And like, this guy just wants to go and see it. He's got billions of dollars. Fine. Go see it. Have fun. I don't care. It changes nothing in my life. But guys love it. Like, Rob will sit, like what you're doing right now.
I'm staring at the monitor right now.
That for an hour, and nothing's happening other than just that. My girlfriend, Ashley, she asked her husband to sit down and watch TV with him. He watched rockets.
And maybe it's like the words they use. So like, at 30 seconds, the Raptor begins engine chill on booster and ship. Yeah. That sounds cool.
How is that going to affect my life? That's any kind
definitely
of way.
Affecting my life for the rest of the day.
I mean, is this like the guy's version of trash TV?
I'm going to be Raptor boosting all day long. That's what I'm saying.
It's just like, it's not mindless entertainment, because this is, you know, takes a lot. But like, for people who are watching, is it just that same kind of feeling?
I don't know. Some dude named Felix is on the screen telling me about it too, talking about what's going to be talked about, which is going to be talked about later.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much the whole day. But going to the moon, like, because you see it in the sky,
right?
And our perspective, right? We really can't visualize how big it is and all that, right?
Yeah. Like, maybe it's just me. I don't know if it's men and women. I would like to hear another woman's perspective if she really, I can tell you.
There's been women astronauts.
I know there have. And I'm very proud of them. They're great.
Super proud.
Yes. Can I tell you something that might make you a little bit uncomfortable?
Okay, let's do this.
On you.
Yes.
So there was an astronaut who was going to the space station.
Okay.
For a week.
Okay.
And NASA asked her if 100 tampons was enough for the week.
Could you imagine being the no doubt a dude who had to go out and buy them at the store? That's the even the scarier part, right?
Yeah,
there.
I just like that was there for a week. 100, yeah, it's plenty. Thank you. That's what she said. That's good.
Is that offensive? Was she offended, do you think, at the question?
Just when they put that was a tweet that went out, or it went out somewhere on social media, and women are just like,
it was a tweet?
This is how clueless, and not from NASA.
Oh,
like,
I was going to say, like,
somebody, yeah.
Hey, meant to ask you yesterday during the meeting.
No, somebody let people know that was a question, or she said that in an interview or something like that. It's just like how disconnected men and women are sometimes.
I feel like I should not go down the rabbit hole my brain is going down right now of how much is enough, I guess, is that if you want to get more uncomfortable.
It's more than enough, I promise.
Look, these are real conversations that people should have.
This is
what, you know, when I go to the store to re-up, I don't know which pack I'm supposed to get.
Yeah.
You know? That's why you don't send a guy in to do that.
My dad, it's going to keep being uncomfortable. My mom would like send dad to the store and he'd be like, Mamie, come on, get in the store. And he'd hand me like a 50. He's like, is this enough? And I was like, yeah, that's enough. Thanks, dad. Like, he had four daughters, a wife.
Yeah, so he knew the game.
No, he refused to learn the game.
Oh.
He just handed money and said,
see, I've got a daughter, and so at some point, right?
Yeah, you'll have to figure it out.
It's going to have to happen. Although maybe she'll be different. Maybe she won't have to deal with
it. But I would like to hear a woman who's like, yes, I'm very interested in this going to the moon thing.
Or Mars. We don't have to limit ourselves to only the moon.
Right. Or just exploring space. I have no interest in it. I don't want to go. Please don't ask me.
You know who I like listening to putting the pieces back together? Mm-hmm. Pearl Bar Homes guys?
Mm-hmm.
John Galena and Brad Borders and Devin Alexander. So they put on a great show up there, and they're military guys. And I have asked from time to time about the Space Force.
Space Force, which Rob calls Space Farce.
And what they say is that they don't see them. And I think John's Army, I think Brad is Army as well. Yeah,
Rob's Army too. So okay. I think maybe there's some
or
rivalry.
Marines. I don't know.
Well, Army and Marines don't like have a
they
rivalry.
Talk about those they talk beef. Terrible. Yeah, they talk about those beefs all the time. And
so
Navy
I don't know it's,
else.
If it's all the other branches that make fun of Space Force or if it's just Army because I only have the one perspective.
The sentiment is the Space Force is pretty much non-existent unless they're living in space. What if they're already there?
Maybe they are.
Or is Space Force really just AI?
Oh, that's interesting too.
It's all satellites and rockets.
But like Rob, he could talk about the rockets, Elon, all the things all day long.
He just literally sits around and talks about rocket ships?
He could if I said, hey, let's talk about rockets.
Does he build model rockets?
No. Do you?
I would like to. I say to myself something like, you know, the big Lego things where you put together like the Starship or like the what is it called? The Death Star. I think that would be pretty cool.
We had an assignment. Oh, this is probably not good that we did this in sixth grade. We had to build rockets.
Oh, we did that.
You did that?
CO2 rockets or what kind were they? Yeah, it was like CO2 rockets, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely did that. Yeah, they should do more of that. That should be an everyday activity. That should be before breakfast.
Let's build a rocket.
Build rockets
real
before
quick.
Breakfast.
Make your coffee.
What are we doing? America needs to get back at it.
Maybe we'd all just be going to space. I don't want to go to space, though. Would you go if Elon called right now and said, you can get on, I'll send you my supersonic jet to get you here. We'll hold the launch for you. Do you want to go to space?
No.
You'd say no,
Lies.
Really. Bill would go.
Yeah, I would go.
Would you go?
Would go, too.
I'd go. If you, yeah. I would
you
make Bill go with me.
Okay.
I would say only if Bill comes with me.
Okay.
I'm there.
I would say no, thank you.
If I had a chance to sit in the rocket with Elon.
It'd be me, you, and like a, what is it, like a chimpanzee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this done.
There's no doubt we will be left behind wherever it is they're taking
You're
us. It will be the last time
Captain
Chimpanzee. I will see my family. This is it. I've been called to service and for the greater good of the human kind.
Yeah. And I think even Rob, if he died on the spaceship, he'd be okay with it. He'd be like, that's a pretty cool way to go.
Going out in the blazes
of
glory with a rocket
glory,
strapped to your back?
Yeah.
That's how every dude wants to go out.
I'm saying. So maybe I've cracked the code. Men pushers. Yesterday, the fake pockets. Today, I've figured it out.
Wow.
I'm fixing the battle of the sexes
one day at a time.
See what breakthrough we have
tomorrow.
Has
he said if he'd rather go to the moon than Mars or vice versa? Does he care? Or is it just about going to space?
I don't know if he cares about where he goes. He really wants to go to space. He really does. Like, that's one of the things he would love to do before he dies is go to space.
Two reasons why I don't want to go to space. And this might just be me. One, I don't do well in like really tight confined spaces.
Yeah.
And as much as we love our, you know, sit around a nice chair, have some space, stand up, you can't really do that, I'm assuming, inside of a rocket. You don't have that much wiggle room.
Have first class on a rocket.
You'd be really tight. You're probably stuck in the same position for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my breathing exercises. The other thing is like that, for example, oxygen,
mm-hmm.
pretty important. You have to bring it with you.
Yeah, they don't have any of that in space.
When you go up. I would have to verify, I think, get eyes on it. We remembered to pack the oxygen.
How much do
right.
we have?
That's a pretty small book bag there. You sure that's good?
It doesn't seem.
That monkey's not going to drink.
I got this thing. I got this thing where I pant. I start panting and I start using more of the oxygen. And I learned that whenever I learned how to scuba dive.
Mm.
You know, because you only have that's another place
right.
there's no oxygen in the
You got to bring it with you.
Yeah. Even when I went snorkeling, I was down under the water and I could just feel myself. I think it was because the water was so cold, but I was just breathing so heavy. I was like, these fish do not think I'm cool.
They've all left.
I'm not handling this with any poise.
But that's one of the main points they teach you, like in scuba diving, and I assume astronauts have similar. You have to maintain calm because if you breathe hard like that, you're using your oxygen a lot faster than if you're
nice and calm.
Just another day.
Just
another day on the rocket, going to space.
Mach speed here.
I've got no peripheral.
I got nervous just riding on that spin around in circles thing, which is basically going to space.
Sitting or standing?
The one that you do at the fair where you stand up and it goes really fast. Yeah. I have trouble breathing in that. And there's plenty of oxygen available at the fair.
I would definitely vomit on everyone. Just unleash and just get slapped at just completely demolished. That would be terrible. The funnel cake and vinegar fries right there. That's what you're getting a face full of.
And the goldfish. Wait a minute.
Yeah, hold the goldfish. Yeah, you don't want to take me to the fair with you.
Okay.
I would actually go, though. I would go back.
I don't
want to
ride anything at the fair, though.
They going to have anything like that at Merlefest?
I would imagine so.
A fair ride?
Yeah.
They'll definitely have funnel cake.
They'll have lots of food.
And probably vinegar fries.
A lot of tents, yeah.
That's going to be in April.
April 25th through the 28th.
We'll
get your tickets now.
We're going to be,
right.
Yeah,
we
are going to
be there.
We're actually going to have the director of the festival on. We've got that scheduled end of March or early April. So we'll get a little bit more diesel, get a little more ingrained in there. But looking forward to a good time. Up next, the Home Ad Show, where you buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday, you got an anniversary. You call into Brian Summers, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. That's 9 to 11. 11 o'clock, it's Thursday. So about town with Mayor Woody Washam.
I don't think he'll be in today. I think he's up.
Is he still in D.C.?
I
he was in D.C.
So.
Oh, yeah, he's in D.C. this week. That's right. That is right. I think, actually, we're going to probably run a rerun, I think.
Yeah, probably last week's with Captain Davis.
Okay, so we'll run last week's with Captain Davis. Mayor Washam's there as part
of
League of Cities.
The history of Cornelius.
Oh, yeah. Mayor Washam's there as part of League of Cities. So representation, our local community, several of the local mayors and
the
staff around the area. They're representing our local towns. That's what we want from our elected officials, is to represent us and what we want. So grateful they're up there. Noon to 3, Todd Starnes. 3 o'clock today, putting the pieces back together with the Purple Heart Homes crew. 4 o'clock, Joshua Dobie, Dollars and Cents.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9, 100.7. WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.